Aid in. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden crediting U.S. leadership for a limited evacuation of foreign nationals, including several Americans, from the Gaza Strip as more aid trucks are allowed in.
The United States is going to continue to drive humanitarian support for innocent people in Gaza who need help, and they do need help.
The president also reaffirming Israel's right to defend itself from terror and to the families of Hamas hostages.
My administration continues to work around the clock to reunite those families. We're not going to give up, period. We're not going to give up.
The president in Minnesota for a speech on his economic agenda. A Cornell University student accused of making threats online to kill, rape, and behead Jews makes his first court appearance.
21-year-old Patrick Dye appeared in federal court in New York, handcuffed and wearing an orange jumpsuit. His parents were in court as well. Prosecutors wanted a detention hearing, calling him a flight risk, but Dye waived that. He did not enter a plea on charges of making threats to kill or injure another using interstate communications and is due back in court in mid-November. Dye's parents previously told the New York Post their son had been experiencing deep depression.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A search continues in Kentucky after a building collapsed at a coal plant that's being demolished, killing one worker, trapping another.
It's still considered a rescue attempt in Martin County, Kentucky, for one worker and the recovery of another, who were told were on the ground floor of an old 11-story coal plant when it collapsed Tuesday night during a salvage operation.
Rescue crews are continuing to try and locate the second worker. We haven't given up hope, and we have been joined by a lot of crews from throughout the state.
That's Martin County Judge Executive Lon Lafferty.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Crews are sifting through mounds of steel and rubble, trying to save a life. It's too soon to know what caused that collapse. America is listening to Fox News.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
As Israel's ground operation against Hamas continues in Gaza, threats continue from other Iran-backed groups. Houthi rebels in Yemen say they've launched drones at several targets in Israel. Iran affiliates also blamed for drone and rocket attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. At least 28 attacks now in the past 2 weeks. It's debate night in the Mississippi governor's race.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, a Republican, is seeking a second term. He's being challenged by Democratic nominee Brandon Presley, who serves on Mississippi's Public Service Commission and is a former mayor of the town of Nettleton. Both are agreeing to a debate to be broadcast live tonight on radio and television. Among the topics to be discussed is Reeves' desire to eliminate Mississippi's state income tax, something Presley opposes.
Fox's Evan Brown. Election day is next Tuesday. Presley is a second cousin of Elvis Presley, born shortly before he died. The World Series could end tonight with Game 5.
For the second time in 12 years, the Major League Baseball team that began in 1961 as the expansion Washington Senators is within reach of something it has never accomplished.
The Texas Rangers are one win away from their first World Championship.
One night after the Rangers scored an 11-7 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks on Fox TV to take a 3-1 lead in the Fall Classic, the Rangers will try to end their season this evening. Already a Major League record 10-0 on the road this postseason, Texas turns to ace pitcher Nathan Eovaldi.
He's got the dog in him. I'm excited for him. He's a guy who's been waiting for this moment the entire year.
Rangers second baseman Marcus Semien with Fox. He homered and drove in 5 runs Tuesday. The Diamondbacks will start pitcher Zach Gallen tonight.
Fox's Jared Max. Game time just after 8 Eastern on Fox. The Fed leaves interest rates alone, though the Fed chief says again, there's still a long way to go to bring down inflation. Wall Street rallies, though, the Dow up 221. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Back on the drive with Tame Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5, Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk. We're going to talk some Illini hoops. We're going to talk a little Illinois-Minnesota as well. I'm going to try to avoid, but I'm actually, by avoiding it, I'm going to bring it up. That's a little contradictory, but hey, my Chicago Bears are in the news again today.
Oh, my. What, you lost a coach?
Uh-huh.
Your player that you just traded for isn't ready to sign.
Montez Sweat says he's not ready to sign an extension.
Your cornerback is like, I'm not signing an extension.
He's not going to negotiate through the rest of the season.
What else could go wrong there?
I don't know.
You win?
Yeah, that would be wrong. that would go wrong for us. I also don't love the fact that the Packers GM comes out today and says, I'm not sure on whether Jordan Love's the long-term answer for us and yeah. that he hopes within the last 10 games that he has that answer, that it's not going to be like, well, we'll give him one more year after this and really find out. There's a reading between the lines. There's a world in which the Packers stink the rest of the year. Jordan Love struggles and they decide to take a quarterback high in the draft, which just keep them away from Caleb Williams, please.
We were laughing about how they play. Kyle mentioned it. They play the final game of the season. Can you imagine if that game was for the number one pick? And so, like, you can imagine.
That's the one the Bears finally win. Yeah, they finally get over the hump, but they give the Packers Caleb Williams.
It'll be like opening kickoff is not returned. We're back. So the first drive is like the Packers, like, have the ball, and they're like, green 40. And Love just – it hits his hand, and he just drops it. And nobody for the Packers tries to pick it up. And nobody for the Bears tries to pick it up. The football is just laying there, and everybody's like, no, you get it. You get it. No, come on.
The opening kickoff, the returner pretends to lose the ball in the sun, and it just lands on the one-yard line for the let's say the Bears are returning, and the Packers would pick it up and go in. Like, it would be the most disgraceful, we don't want to win. No, yeah. We don't want to win.
They do like a header in soccer. The ball's coming down, and he just jumps and heads it forward to the next to the kicking team, and then the kicking team's like, don't pick it up.
I will not be watching that game, I don't think, if that's going to be the scenario. I joked with you yesterday, I wouldn't be surprised if the Bears and Cardinals play a game of let's come up with reasons why Kyler Murray and Justin Fields cannot start games between now and the end of the season.
One of our idiotic franchises will catch fire and win like four games. It's either going to be Fields comes back from injury. He's learned a lot on the sideline. He's feeling it with DJ Moore. Dante Foreman's running the ball well, and the Bears go on like a little two out of three winning streak. Or it's going to be that Kyler Murray returns and he turns into like Pro Bowl form, and the Cardinals storm. They win like seven straight and miss the playoffs by a game and now have the 18th and 19th pick in the draft.
It's possible.
One of those two is going to happen.
I'm hoping it's you guys getting a little hot, but we'll see. Dare we even risk ruining our emotions on Christmas Eve by watching the Bears-Cardinals game?
I think it'll be kind of we're going to have to do a big wager. Let's do like the biggest parlay we've ever done and just have fun with it.
Okay.
I think the Bears win that game.
It's another one of those.
Look at the Bears' schedule?
I have it up.
You have it up. All right, I'm gonna find Arizona Cardinals' schedule. Let's go through here, and first of all, the Cardinals are gonna start their rookie Clayton Toon, and I'm actually I'm kind of excited because they'll continue to lose, but I actually want to see him start, you know, and just get a chance. So the Cardinals they're at Cleveland this week with a rookie quarterback. They're not winning that, right? They're not winning that.
No. No.
Where are you guys? Where are the Bears?
The Bears are at the Saints, and they're going to start Bajan again.
Okay, you're not winning that.
Of course not.
Is he like Cajun? Cajun Bajan?
I don't – somebody tweeted – or was it the was it Annie Agar? You know, she does those weekly recap videos that are pretty funny. She compared him to the no regrets guy in We're the Millers. He's kind of got like he's got a sleeve of tats and I mean, she made a joke that the Raiders, when they lost to the Bears, they just lost to the no regrets guy for more than Miller's. So I didn't, because I was at State Farm Center, see any of the Bears-Chargers game. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
But I have read and heard of the Chris Collinsworth comments about Bajent, and also like that there was some Justin Fields slander mixed in there, and then there's some conspiracy theorists that, hey, the Bears planted that to try to put out some shade on Fields, let him take these bullets, which this is just all it's a bad joke. But, yes, that I guess that's the long way of saying, yes, Lon, the Bears will lose to the Saints this weekend.
So let's go through the rest of the Bears schedule real quick.
Okay.
Tell me many. Now, we have to be honest. Like, if they're playing the Carolina Panthers.
Which they are right after that.
All right. So I say they lose to the Saints.
Yep.
Then they, what is it?
Bears host the Panthers on Thursday night.
All right. They're going to win that.
That's
a third. Yeah,
that's Thursday. Al Michaels' retirement. I'm telling you, he's going to retire.
No, this Thursday.
It's the fall. Oh, yeah.
Tonight. He's retiring tonight after the game.
tomorrow night.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Wednesday.
Like, it's Thursday.
That might be the worst primetime game in the last decade in the NFL. That's
been
horrendous.
Some stinkers.
In terms of on paper matchup leading into the game, that's about as bad as I can remember.
Because didn't the dude or like was it the same that showed Thursday games last year?
Amazon, yeah.
Amazon, and they were like, why are we getting the worst games in the world?
Yeah. Can we flex this out and make the Bears and Panthers play in Germany and then put
the
Thursday
Chief
night
Dolphins
game Chiefs Dolphins.
That's what they need to do. I mean, like, these other countries are just excited to get us there, right, to see football. So just have the worst teams go play there.
Usually there is a snoozer of a game that they play in London, and of course – all of a sudden, one of the best games of the year, Dolphins Chiefs, is 8:30 a.m. in Germany.
I mean, how hard would it be for the Bears to get a hold of Kansas City's organization and say, "All right, we're just going to stay at your hotel, so you pay for it, we'll pay you back," and that the NFL just says, "All right, Carolina, Chicago, you're going to Germany. We're not wasting an 8:30 a.m. game on the Bills and Dolphins and." Yeah,
Chiefs,
Bills or Chiefs.
I think it's doable.
All right, so you got the Panthers. So
I'll say the Bears win.
How many wins do the Bears have right now, two?
They have
two.
All right, so that would give them three.
They beat the Commanders and the Raiders, yeah.
Okay, so that would give them three. So what do you got next?
Yay. Bears at the Lions. They'll lose that.
Okay. Yeah. Keep going.
Bears at the Vikings, although no Kirk Cousins the rest of the year.
Josh Dobbs is maybe your quarterback.
Josh Dobbs.
They might win that.
The Bears, I also regret to inform you, that's also a primetime game.
And I assume, I assume Jefferson will be back for that one.
He would be off of IR if he's ready to play, yes.
All right.
So that's four primetime games for
the Bears. That's a Monday night football. Four
primetime games for the Bears in like the first 11 weeks of the year, and that was signed off on by the NFL preseason. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Third largest market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say the Bears lose that.
Okay.
And then they lose at home to the Lions on December 10th.
Okay.
They definitely lose at Cleveland on December 17th. December 24th, Merry Christmas, Bears host the Cardinals.
I think the Cardinals win that.
Go ahead. Take it.
Let's say they do.
The Bears host the Falcons on New Year's Eve.
I don't know. I can't figure Atlanta out.
They're going to go with Heinicke this week and maybe the rest of the year. I'll say Atlanta wins.
Okay.
But it wouldn't surprise me if, this would be the stretch that.
How about any toss-up game goes to the home team?
Justin Fields could get this thing going later in the year with DJ Moore, and they reel off three straight wins.
Yeah,
they could beat the Cardinals at home, the Falcons at home, and then win at Green Bay when Green Bay maybe doesn't even want to win.
Let's say they lose to Green Bay since it's at Green Bay.
All right.
But they beat the Cardinals and they beat the Falcons. So now you're up to five wins.
Mm-hmm.
And is that it?
That's it.
That's the end of the schedule.
Thank God.
All right. So the Carolina Panthers, who you also have their pick.
Yes.
They're at the Bears. Now, Carolina has one win, as we know. So I think they lose to the Bears. They lose at home to the Cowboys. Lose to the Titans, lose to the Bucs, lose to the Saints. They host Atlanta. Do they win that?
I would say If you want to go by the rule of them toss up games,
I say no. I would say no too.
Yeah.
But then they host the Packers.
The Packers should beat them.
You would think. Then they go to the Jaguars and host the Buccaneers. I think they end up with two wins.
Panthers number one pick.
Carolina's going to win two. So now we go to Arizona.
Let's go.
Arizona's got the Falcons. Oh, so they're going to lose to the Browns.
Uh huh.
They got the Falcons at home. I could see us winning that.
You could win that.
Then they go to Houston. I think Houston wins that game.
Yeah, Houston.
Then you host the Rams. We haven't beaten the Rams since I was 30. Then you're at Pittsburgh.
Probably not winning that.
Probably not win that. You host the Niners. You go to the Bears. Let's say the Bears win that.
Man, you guys might not win very many the rest of the way.
At the Eagles and then Seahawks to
Wow.
end it. Yeah.
We need you guys to beat us.
So I think the Cardinals end up with two wins, Panthers two wins. I think then the Cardinals still have the number one pick, and then the Bears via Carolina get the number two pick. Mm. So if you're the Cardinals, you have to make a deal with the Bears, right? Like if you're the Cardinals, let's say the Cardinals want Kyler Murray to stay. They're going to throw up so much smoke about Caleb Williams becoming the next quarterback. And they're going to tell the Bears, they're going to be like, now listen, we're going to take him unless you give us that other first-round pick, give us your first-round pick. So let's say that's fifth overall. So the Cardinals are going to be like, we want your fifth overall pick. We'll throw in a third-rounder.
Mm-hmm.
We swap, and you get your guy. And then the Cardinals then pick up Marvin Harrison Jr. with the two. And then have the Bears pick and the Texans pick the rest of the first. That would work out for both teams. That's if you want Kyler Murray. How about this? We trade you Kyler.
No, I don't want that contract.
Is there anybody out there that would take that, would jump on that? The Vikings?
I don't know. I think they're looking forward to having Cousins off the books, and Cousins is playing some pretty good football.
But they're not guaranteed to go get a good quarterback.
It's
and
true.
You've got Justin Jefferson. You've got a good receiver.
Jordan Addison's very
Jordan
good
Addison.
Too. Yeah.
And that other dude they have is pretty good.
Osborne and TJ Hawkinson's.
And Hawk, yeah.
Pretty darn
so
good.
So if
tight
you're
end.
The Vikings, I could see them. I could see Justin Jefferson going, what are we doing here? Because I'm not. Ryan Tannehill is not going to be my quarterback of the future.
Yeah.
I could see them making a move with the Cardinals.
It's possible.
To get Kyler. Can you imagine Kyler and Jefferson together?
Mm. Be fun.
That would be fun. Because Jefferson, he'd be perfect for Kyler. Because sometimes Kyler, he does some amazing things, but sometimes he's not the most accurate. And Jefferson would catch anything. He's like Brandon Lloyd. Just throw it up, go get it. I mean, look, Kirk Kittner was a hell of a quarterback. And yet, Brandon Lloyd could just go get anything. He made Kurt pretty good with some of his catches. There's no doubt. I could see the Vikings going out and making a move for a quarterback.
It's possible.
What about the Falcons for Kyler?
Yeah, and that's the other team.
I think that's a spot that makes a lot of sense for Justin Fields if he's not going to be in Chicago.
You know what's going to happen. Kyler's going to start not this weekend but next against the Falcons and beat them, and there's going to be a deal made during the game.
There you go.
The Cardinals have traded – Is the trade deadline is this
it
week?
Passed.
I was going to say it's
passed,
done.
Yeah.
Right?
I might be an idiot, but I'm still holding out, and I hope I see enough from Justin Fields.
I know.
The rest of the way that the Bears give him another shot.
Yeah.
Because I would rather build around him than take another quarterback and kind of use that pick, because especially if Carolina gets number one, I just think you can get an absolute haul for that.
Yes.
And then just get Marvin Harrison Jr., get a left tackle, and build around Fields. And even if that just doesn't say Fields is your guy for the next 5 years, you're just giving him another year to try to show you something. Of course, it could burn you if Caleb Williams is a generational quarterback. We'll see. You know, Drake May's high on those draft boards as well. We had Eric and Posotum weigh in on the U of I line link text line. Said I would say let the Packers have Caleb Williams. I've watched all of his games this year, and he really struggles with good DBs. Yes, maybe he has some yards, but those receivers are helping him out a lot. I don't think he is an upgrade from what the Bears have now. J.J. McCarthy is much better.
Hmm. I'll say this to Eric. People that know much more than me, and I'm talking like people you respect in the game that write. I'm not talking about going on Google and just pulling up one article that Joe Schmo wrote that I don't know. They say that he is a generational guy, that he's got talent that is ridiculous. He's only like 6'1". So he's a little bit on the short side.
He really struggled in that Notre Dame game. I mean, he threw some bad picks, but I will say that, I mean, we've talked about this before.
Did he do any? It doesn't matter.
That was a shootout.
Oh, it was. Okay.
So I think he did all right in that game. I don't have his stat line pulled up, but it's the off-script plays. He's got a ton of arm talent. He's got a ton of natural talent, and he does just kind of some of the out of the pocket extending plays. It does remind you of Mahomes. I'm not saying he's going to be Patrick Mahomes.
I'm not taking McCarthy over him.
No.
I'm not knocking McCarthy. I think he's a good quarterback, but I personally only watched May play one time, and he looked good. I mean, he's your prototypical guy, right? Isn't he like 6'4", probably?
It seems like the gap is starting to close a little bit.
I agree
with Drake May.
I totally agree.
I just can't, as a Bears fan, get behind taking another quarterback from North Carolina.
No, I'm with you.
Just
there.
Not going to do it.
That poor guy.
Not going
to
do
he's
it.
He's going to drop all the way to like 28th, all because of Trubisky. He's going to be sitting there in the whatever room they call that, and he's going to be like, "Oh, they're not taking me either." Huh?
The Ohio State TikTok has convinced me that where you come from, it matters. I don't want to be the next in line of. It would be like hiring another. Well, you can't do it now because Andy Reid's OC is actually Matt Nagy again.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to go hire Andy Reid's OC again. I don't want to take a quarterback from North Carolina with our top pick.
You didn't want to replace Nagy with Bieniemy at the time? Wasn't he the OC after Nagy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in that, but, you know, the Commanders aren't exactly lighting it up, so
no.
I have some reservations.
Okay.
Can I add one thing on the Bears?
Let's go.
I think in a situation like the Bears, the most important factor to me for a guy like Justin Fields who just has so many question marks left, resetting that rookie deal, I think is huge.
Sorry, I'm eating a Smartie, and this thing is so
Justin Fields, even if you sort of believe in him and he shows you some flashes, but there's still some question marks, you now have to make a decision within the next year, basically, on whether you want to pay him.
I was going
to
ask
his
you
next
that.
Contract.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you
and
brought
I think
that up.
If you have the opportunity at number one to take another quarterback who you think is going to be a superstar caliber player, resetting that rookie deal and kind of resetting the whole timeline, I think is pretty important.
That's a good point.
Because I think they're not close to winning a title, right? Let's be honest.
We just got Montez Sweat. What are you talking about?
No, I forgot about that. No, I'm with you, and see, that's where the Cardinals messed up. They gave Murray that huge deal.
But he looked like an MVP caliber quarterback.
Yeah, but they had so many question marks about him.
Yeah, I know.
And then he gets hurt, which you can't fault a guy for getting hurt, in other words. So now you've essentially been paying him one of the top six salaries in football for nothing, for him to practice.
And play Call of Duty.
It's
just such a hard place to be in, especially when you're a franchise. Maybe it's easier. I don't know. But then now we're seeing what's going on in Green Bay where they're post Hall of Fame quarterback window. But when you're a franchise like the Bears or a franchise like the Cardinals, when you haven't had a guy and you've been searching for
the guy forever,
when you finally feel like you have a franchise quarterback, even if he has some warts, even if the price tag is enormous.
That's a good point.
Then you kind of – I get why you just be like, all right, we got to swallow this one and just pay him a bunch of money, because having a top-end quarterback, like a top 10 to 15 quarterback, and then like still searching for one, it's night and day in terms of trying to be competitive.
No, you're right. You're exactly right on that. And Kyler has had some really good seasons. So I think that's what the Cardinals end up doing. I think they're dead. Their cap space on dead money next year, if they cut him, would be like $68 million of dead money.
Wow.
Or however you say that.
You know what's funny? It's not an apples to apples comparison. I know we got to catch a break here. We promised some Illinois basketball talk.
I know.
We went on an NFL tangent. But this kind of reminds me a little bit of it. You with Kyler kind of reminds me a little bit of the Bears with Jay Cutler. And I find myself now very much missing Jay Cutler.
Isn't that funny?
Even though, like, the more you're around and watch him, like, you point out his flaws, like, his character, like, is he a leader? Is he good for the locker room? Do guys like him?
Yep.
Is he talented? Absolutely.
Yep.
Can he win big? Has he won enough big games? But
it's like those on the outside.
And you gave up a ton. Like, we gave up a ton for him. You guys obviously have given Kyler a lot of money. But now, down the road, I wish I had a Jay Cutler back.
That's true.
Dude that you can just absolutely sling it.
That's true. I just don't know how teams anymore do this with a quarterback making so much money. I don't know how they do it, but teams have figured it out.
You better draft darn well.
That's the thing. I mean, Kansas City, who's the highest paid? Mahomes?
Yeah, Mahomes and then Kelsey are getting big money, right?
Well, Mahomes isn't the highest paid quarterback anymore because they keep passing him up. I'm sure this offseason they're going to renegotiate and make it.
But he still makes a lot.
He still makes a ton.
And Kelsey has to be the highest paid tight end. And don't they have a defensive?
Chris Jones just got a huge new contract. Mm-hmm.
So they have three like top, including the quarterback that's making $50 million or whatever. They've got three huge contracts, but yet still have a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
And the Eagles, with Jalen Hurts, now, has he been paid?
Did he get a deal?
I cannot remember.
I know Lamar Jackson did, obviously.
Oh, yeah, Lamar. That's a good call.
But
Jalen Hurts did get a $255 million extension, but I don't think it kicks in until next year.
Ah. But yeah,
feels like Philly's paying a lot of people, though. They're aggressive in trades.
They are.
They've loaded up.
But they had a lot of draft picks this year.
It's true. I don't know what A.J. Brown's making.
I just don't – like, I look at all that. I'm like, how do they do this?
Yeah, the Niners are another team. Now, they're not on the hook for some huge quarterback contract.
Right.
But, like, for them to – oh, they got Christian McCaffrey. Now they're going to bring in – I mean, Chase Young's not in the same category there. But they got Debo. They got Kittle, Bosa.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, I mean, the Chiefs were able to last year without a huge contract at wide receiver still win the title. This year, there's been some signs of, the passing game hasn't been as electric. Now, are you going to bet against Kansas City when it gets playoff time? I don't know. We'll see about that. But that's kind of been a big thing for them is no longer, Tyreek Hill goes and is killing it for Kyle's Dolphins, and yet the Chiefs can still be a Super Bowl contender.
Wow.
He's going to have that revenge game on Sunday, though. Book it. 150 yards, 2 touchdowns, Tyreek Hill.
Pulling up FanDuel right now. FanDuel.
This is all confusing, and I'm using the Cardinals only because – so the salary cap is almost $230 million. It's like a dollar under or something. So their active contracts is $116 million. They have $28 million in injured reserve, $52 million in dead cap money. Is that normal? So right now they're sitting with almost $14 million of cap space.
For a team that's kind of gutted their roster over the last year or so, it's pretty normal, I would say.
Like, Buda Baker's a $21 million dead cap hit this year. But why? He's on the team. I don't understand the whole...
Don't know.
I don't understand that. I'd have to have somebody smart in finance explain that to me. Definitely.
Up next, the Cardinals general manager to explain.
I don't think
cap.
He knows is the problem.
Probably not.
I wouldn't have him on.
Yeah. You want to weigh in, you can. 217-359-2255 on the U of I Line Link text line. We will talk, I promise. I'm a line of basketball.
Let's do it.
When we return, this is The Drive.
Urbana Park District invites 18 and up to a special caregivers class for people to care for loved ones with memory loss. This free class meets Tuesdays from November 14th to January 16th from 2:30 to 4 p.m. Get stress-reducing ideas and support from others who choose home care for a loved one with memory loss. You work hard to give your loved ones peace of mind and familiar surroundings. Sign up for the Stress Busters class at urbanaparks.org.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
You moved into your new home using two men and a truck. The garage was clean. Then,
I love the new recliner. What are we going to do with this old one?
Put it in the garage for now.
Over time, this cycle continued.
Garage for now. Put it in the garage for now. Put it in the garage for now. Put it in the garage for now.
It happens. You got junk. Call Two Men and a Truck to get rid of all your junk, residential or commercial. Two Men and a Truck has a solution for your junk removal. Contact them at twomenchampagne.com. Two Men and a
Truck. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up, and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, "We have it when you need it." Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment all available. Call 402-8123. Visit Crossroads Contractor Supply IL.com.
Back on the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Let's switch gears to some college hoops.
To volleyball.
Oh, well, that too. Yeah, shout out to the Illini volleyball squad. They beat a ranked Purdue team, right?
Yeah.
Here recently.
16th ranked. Got Northwestern tonight, and that would be six straight if they can beat Northwestern. And then Saturday, they're at Wisconsin. That's not good.
Wow.
That's where it ends, because they're ranked second in the country. But then they've got Iowa back home, so they've got a chance to win some games here down the stretch.
What's their overall record right
12
now?
12-10.
12-10.
12-10 for Chris Thomas's squad. 7-5 in the conference. So I don't know enough about it. I haven't studied it enough to go to know who they're going to beat. They should beat Iowa. They beat them pretty easy earlier this year. So I don't know. They've needed to get
some things rolling, because obviously they've had a down year.
I agree.
But it's good to see them have some success, and obviously beating a ranked squad's a big deal. So
okay,
good for them.
That was my volleyball. Sorry.
College hoops, less than a week away until they count. Monday, host the EIU Panthers.
Okay.
Obviously, you should win that one, although they did go into Iowa City and get a win last year. Not saying that's going to happen here in Champaign. Right. I'd be shocked if it did. But it'll be fun to see these games count here pretty soon. You got Eastern Illinois, and Alon mentioned, let's dive into the schedule a little bit. Eastern Illinois, Oakland, that would be a week from Friday. That would be Friday, November 10th. And then we're really less now, what is it now, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
A little less than 2 weeks away from Illinois and Marquette in the Gavitt games.
How do you feel now? I'll ask both of you. Now that you saw Illinois against Kansas, how do you feel now with number 5 Marquette coming to your place? You feel better, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can only feel better after beating number 1 in the country, for sure. And in that game in particular, if you want to single out certain things, I mean, we've talked about it. Is Illinois going to shoot the three as well as they did against Kansas? That will be yet to be determined. But I think one thing that I can kind of pinpoint and highlight, now they're not the same player, but DeJuan Harris on Kansas is considered one of the best point guards in the country, and we know how much time we've spent in recent months talking about Illinois' point guard situation, and would this be something that really holds back Brad Underwood's squad in terms of their ceiling? And obviously, you talk about, you know, the high end of what a team can be. You're talking about beating some high-caliber teams, too. So Tyler Kulik is the preseason Big East Player of the Year. He was a first-teamer in that league last season. He's a much better scorer than what DeJuan Harris is. So I think that's going to be interesting. Although, on that note, I'm not – when you're talking about point guard, I'm not worried about who Ty Rodgers can guard for the most part, especially a guy like Kulik isn't going to – you know, maybe be the Tyson Walker or Jameer Young that could blow by him, that he's a smaller guard. Is he going to stick with him type of deal? But I will say that's a darn good Marquette team that was one of the hottest in the country going into the tournament. They were the last squad to beat UConn. They beat them in the Big East tournament,
right.
And then we're rolling in as a 2 seed and lost to Michigan State, obviously. So no doubt I'm more confident in Illinois now, and that just kind of the eye test of what they showed against Kansas. I feel like Damascus is obviously playing well. It seems like this team has a good cohesion about them offensively, but they still have a lot to prove, I think, on some certain notes. And we spent some time this week talking about, you know, late in games with the point guard situation and how that looks, but they've played well so far.
Did Ty, for the most part, check Harris most of that game? I know Harris finished, I think, with what?
He didn't score that much. He had 8 assists.
6 points, 8 assists, maybe.
Yeah.
He only shot 7 times.
Yeah, he was 2 for 7 from the field, 6 points, 8 assists, 1 turnover.
Okay.
Played 37 minutes. Ty was on him a decent amount, if my recollection is right there. But I think he also saw a little bit of Justin Harmon. And yeah. So
okay.
I don't think there
maybe
was
sincere.
There was nothing that jumped out about that game was like, okay, Illinois' lack of a point guard versus a potential, you know, top 10 point guard in the country.
I'm with
that
you.
That was a huge disadvantage. Now, will there be moments where does that mean throughout the rest of the season Illinois is never going to have a moment where it's like, yeah, you know, we could use a point guard here? I'm not saying that, but I do think you could take that away. Once again, though, offense looks a lot better when you make threes.
Yes.
When you make 11 threes and shoot 41% from three, like, then it can, I'm not, maybe hiding some issues is the wrong way to say it. It just, it makes it look like you're running good offense and being productive. Can Illinois continue to shoot average to above average? That's a big question.
I mean, Shannon was 5 for 9. He's not going to be that good always.
Right.
And Coleman was 4 for 9. Probably maybe a 3 better than what he normally is or normally will be. I think he's gonna have 3 or 4 threes each game.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that's what he's going to do. I think they want him to stretch the field.
The
court. I mean, Brad Underwood even in the postgame said, did I want Coleman to take 100 threes? Yeah. So, but then you look down that lineup, Damask was 1 for 4. I could see that being about right or a little bit better.
I think he makes
or better.
Two a game.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, least. Better now. That's only 250. That's 25%, right? And then Goody was 0 for 2. So if you get at least a 3 out of Goody and 2 out of Damask, and then that makes up for maybe Shannon cutting it back down to 3 and Coleman and at 3. So I don't know. What I'm saying is they're still guilty until proven innocent. I've said mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
On this offense, I've got to see it more than just that Kansas game, but I don't know. Brad Underwood keeps saying this is a pretty good shooting team. And I don't know if he's just trying to talk himself into believing that or if he does think now with the veterans they have. I think a lot of the misses last year for Illinois came with, like he said, early on in shot clocks and contested threes, right? He said going into the season, we took more contested threes early in the shot clock than anybody in the country. I think this team with the ball movement you saw against Kansas, now it's one game, but with the ball movement you saw a lot of guys putting guys in good positions. The obvious one was the 6 pass or 8 pass thing around the zone. The other one, though, was Damask coming down on the break, getting the pass, loading up to draw the defender, kicking it to a wide open Coleman. Your percentage goes up 10% when you've got your feet set, it's a good pass, and you're wide open, mm-hmm. right? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the analytics would say on that. Maybe more than 10%. In other words, what I'm trying to say long-winded here is that I think this team with the ability to pass a little bit better, I think Coleman's a good passer. You saw that on the cut to Harmon.
Yeah,
I think Damask is a good passer.
No doubt.
I think Gary A is probably a pretty good passer, considering his size and such. I think this team will put themselves in better positions to hit three-pointers than last year's team. Now, does that still equate to them all of a sudden being top 5 in the Big Ten in three-point shooting percentage? Doubtful. But I think, again, what I'm trying to say is I don't know that that was such an outlier the other night against Kansas. That was an outlier in terms of 11 threes and shooting 40-some percent.
Right.
I don't think they're going to do that. But I don't know that that Illinois will drop that bad because of the reasons I just said.
Yeah, no, I think that as you look at it, the rebounding battle was something that stuck out to me as well, like being +7 on the glass against a Kansas squad. I do think this team can rebound it well.
Yes.
I mean, Quincy Guerrier having 9 of his own. I know from the offensive rebounding standpoint, when you look at the trio of transfers, Justin Harmon, Damask, and Guerrier combined for 8 of Illinois' 13 offensive rebounds. Like that, those guys were really busting it to get to loose balls, saving it out of bounds, and extending possessions. Like that kind of stuff, I think that can translate. The sheer number of free throws, too, was pretty huge in terms of the advantage for Illinois. 32 free throw attempts to 19 for Kansas. I mean, Shannon shoots 10. We've seen him do that a number of times. Yep. I mean, while McCullough was able to hang with Shannon offensively, like for McCullough to score,
match
him, he couldn't stop him.
No.
Like, and of course, you know, Terrence, like you said, isn't going to hit 5 threes. He's had those moments,
yep.
But then he's had stretches where it's really been he's been a streaky shooter.
Yeah, the means come way down on him.
Yeah, but downhill, I mean, I like that he's got the mid-range working now. We still got to see more of it.
Yeah.
But and then also there's more than just the put my head down, full head of steam to the rim. Like he to have kind of the Euro step move, a little bit more just kind of diversity within his skill set off the dribble can help. Because I think if someone's expecting him to go 100 miles an hour downhill at them, which of course he can do, and he Euros and kind of gets a guy off balance, I don't know how that's going to ever probably be a charge. It's probably going to be a blocking foul like 90% of the 100%. Time. So that's a great move. Gary A really surprised me with how aggressive he was driving it. If he's going to do that, if he's going to be someone that you have to at least respect from three, and if you close out on him hard and he's going to be this 24-year-old grown man body right. going into the paint and you got to try to body him up, then that's a huge additional asset to their
it's
offense.
It's like that junior that graduated from your high school. He's now a junior in college. He comes back and scrimmages with the high school team, and he just takes it to the rim. And I mean, that's what Gary A. looks like. Yeah. I mean, he's just the guy that nobody on that high school team is strong enough to contend with that junior in college. And that's similar to what Gary A. showed me the other night.
That was big.
I mean, he flushed Dickinson off on an offensive rebound. Just kind of like, get out of my way.
He's very physical, very much a grown man. He's 24 years old for a reason. So
your boy, by the way, Amani.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good rebounder. Some of his finishes around the basket.
Bless his heart.
Attempted finishes were tough.
Because I'm excited about him. Don't get me wrong. But, man, at one point I was like, he only played 2 minutes, but it felt like he'd played 8 minutes. And I was like, you need to get him off the court.
One of his shots he put up, and I think he was facing the other basket. Like, he just...
He was out of sorts.
He was out of sorts. That's one of those, and that's why I come back to, at least when we discuss, is this the future? Is this what we're going to see every offseason? Is it a charity exhibition game against a marquee opponent? Brad would love to, one of the benefits of doing it behind closed doors for a little bit longer a period of time and have it not be a game that counts is that you could play, you know, Amani could play that ugly stretch of 2 minutes, pull him out, settle him down, talk to him,
and then put
then throw him back out there. And at the end of it, you play him 15 minutes, you play Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn 15 minutes, and those guys get that experience against the Kansas team, which otherwise, in this type of a sense, it's great that Illinois looked the way they did, you don't play those guys again.
I'm with you.
That's kind of the difference.
And I like Amani. I mean, I can't wait to see how many rebounds that kid gets in his career. But, yeah, so when I asked you guys this, and Kyle, you jump in on this, Dane Dange in 9 minutes, is that going to be more of the norm?
Go ahead, Kyle.
I don't want to say I hope it is because I think I like Dane, but it's just it looks so different to me with Coleman out there as the five. The offense looks much smoother defensively. I think you have a better defensive lineup out there. I do think there's a chance that Dane actually averages less minutes than he did last year.
Okay, which I don't know what he averaged last year. 15?
I'd have to look that up. Yeah, that's probably a good guess. I've said it, and we've talked about it this offseason. Illinois, I think, is at their best when Shannon's at the or when Coleman's at the five.
Yeah,
he averaged 21 last year.
Oh, he 21. Did. Wow.
I think that's the best ability to be a matchup problem against teams as it was for Hunter, obviously. Now, there are going to be some centers who aren't 7'1",
right,
where Dane's going to have a better opportunity to score maybe one-on-one against those guys, and then also not having the size against him. Not that he got killed defensively, like one-on-one matchup with Hunter. It was more so they put him in some ball screens, and he maybe wasn't in the exact right spot. So,
and Hunter made shots against him. He didn't make shots against Coleman. Now, you got to give Coleman some credit, but there were a couple early shots that just didn't fall.
Yeah. There'll be some games where Dane, I think it's going to fluctuate. I don't think it maybe will be as consistent in terms of, okay, we got to get Dane 15 to 25 minutes or 15 to 20 minutes a game.
How about Luke Goody at 10 minutes?
I mean, Gary A. playing like that is going to cut into
and
Luke's
Damask,
minutes,
right,
potentially. And Damask, yeah.
Damask played 30 minutes.
I think it could be matchup dependent. Like when Kansas has a KJ Adams at the four, you're going to want a more physical guy like Gary A. to match up with him. If you're not worried about that, and maybe you – and I'm not going to write – like coming off of the first exhibition, yes, it was against – I don't even remember who they played, but it was
– Ottawa.
Ottawa, yeah. Luke Early was the best thing about Illinois' offense. He had two threes, had a baseline jumper. He can provide shooting that you obviously need.
Agree.
So I think Luke's going to get some run. It's just going to fluctuate based on matchup and based on maybe how Quincy and Marcus are looking at. I think Marcus is your third best player. I think he's going to be night in and night out, 25 minutes a game. Okay. So I think it's kind of more so, are we rolling with Quincy more tonight, or is it going to be Luke?
Got it.
Not to say they can't balance it out between the two.
I don't know why I'm coughing all day. Just that's, and it's not a cold. I don't know what I'm doing. Last one, Sincere Harris, 7 minutes. I mean, this is kind of a frugal experiment I'm doing with you guys. It's unfair to you because it's one game. Mm-hmm. And I'm with you. I think there's going to be games where fouls dictate whether Dane's on the court more often. Maybe you need shots, whereas Luke Goody would match up well with the other four guys. So now, or three guys. So now you can play him more minutes to get him points. So I'm putting you guys in a bad spot, but there's going to be two or three really good players that the minutes aren't as high as you'd maybe expect this year.
Yeah, no, Sincere, with having Justin Harmon ahead of him,
right,
is going to be a challenge because Justin's more experienced and just a more capable offensive player. I mean, you want him. If you're saying who would I rather take a three between Sincere and, sure, and Harmon, I mean, it's obviously Harmon. And I mean, Sincere had a nice drive to the basket early in that game, but mm-hmm, it just seems like Brad will evaluate. There will be times where he's like, all right, the energy early in this game or at some point stinks. We need to put more pressure on a team defensively, and Sincere's that guy. I mean, he's kind of a specialty player.
I agree.
At this stage. So I think that there's a chance. I do see a threat in Sincere's role based on Harmon. But we'll see how, you know, Draven Gibbs, Lawhorn, and those guys develop too, because they didn't play a whole lot either.
If a quick opposing guard like a Boo Booey comes in and starts torching you early again, you throw Sincere out there to try to silence him.
I agree. Although Harmon's pretty good defensively too, right? Or are they looking for him to be pretty good defensively?
Yeah.
So
yeah, they really
so that kind
of
takes that
of him,
role as well.
Sure.
Do we need a break, Kyle? I know you said we need another break.
Let's catch one more break. We got a couple of texts that we'll read on the other side. 217-359-2255 on the U of I Line Link text line. If you have thoughts on Illinois and Kansas, just going forward with this Illini squad, Marquette here in about 2 weeks. It's pretty exciting. We'll wrap up the show. Get to your thoughts after this. This is The Drive.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
If you need a new business sign or signage for your golf outing, we can do it and help you get noticed. Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design, and we can produce any kind of signage you want with our graphic design team. You want a custom design? We are here for you, and we are easy to work with, I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get noticed.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, AUDIBEL, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's AUDIBEL. If you want more information about Audubel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com.
audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audible. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild. But they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month. And make sure that animal has good food.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com. You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, we're out of here. Shout out to Andrew Tay with the
mountain climber push-ups, or whatever those were. It's like a decline push-up with his feet up in the air, and like, I don't know how he was doing that.
That's crazy.
And sticking his knee out or something and like working your core. I've got some core. It's just hidden.
Yeah. Anybody that went trick-or-treating last night, I hope you have defrosted. I did not. My son just sat inside, played basketball, and ate Kit Kats. So he had a good night.
That's a really good night.
Yeah. Shout out to Marley Weirda on the Tapman Towing phone line. We'll have to catch up with her down the road. Maybe in hoop season when Illinois is about to play Michigan State or Michigan.
Absolutely.
That would be fun. So enjoyed catching up with her. Thanks to everybody that weighed in on the U of I Atlanta League text line. We'll get to Matt's question tomorrow. That's a good one, Matt. But we'll talk more Atlanta hoops and talk to you tomorrow.
Let's go.
Have a great night. This is The Drive.
To WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.